This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, June 18th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. Hillary Clinton is ramping up her very likely campaign for president, so it's worth taking a look at her record on the subject of war. Gene Healy, vice president of the Cato Institute and author of The Cult of the Presidency, says Hillary Clinton, at least in recent decades, never met a war she didn't like.
Based on the media blitz that Hillary Clinton has been engaging in lately, it seems clearer than ever that she is running for president. So it's an opportune time to look at some of her greatest hits, as it were. So where would you start here?
Well, yeah, she's been peddling her new memoir, Hard Choices, given to us by the same title-generating software that gave us George W. Bush's Decision Points. And she – it has been a media blitz. She was on Fox News the other night, and she got a lot more questions about four dead Americans in Benghazi than she did about 4,500 dead Americans in the Iraq War, which she voted for. But she has been getting a lot of questions about Iraq recently, and that's as it should be, because her role in helping perpetuate the worst foreign policy disaster since Vietnam is certainly something that ought to be looked at in terms of her fitness for higher office.
So how has she treated her support for the Iraq War?
She apparently says something very strange in the memoir. She says that I quote, "I thought I had acted in good faith and made the best decision I could with the information I had." Usually I think you kind of know whether you're acting in good faith. You have all the information about your own mental state that you need. So it's a strange formulation. But did she make efforts in that vote back in 2002 to get the best information? It's pretty clear she didn't. She gave a floor speech in 2002 explaining that the fact, quote, "the facts were not are not in doubt." And among those facts, Saddam Hussein's robust nuclear program, the idea that he'd harbored al-Qaeda operatives. But she didn't go to – she didn't do much due diligence to find out whether those particular claims were true. There was a national intelligence estimate available to any senator that was willing to walk across the Capitol grounds and sit in a secure room and read about 90 pages, spend an hour, hour and a half trying to find out what the intelligence community's best estimates were on Iraq. And even that document cast a lot of doubt on those claims. So she didn't seem particularly interested in getting the information to make that hard choice. And since then, as it became clear over the years what a disaster that the Iraq War was, her line was much like John Kerry's, "Well, I didn't vote for the war and I'm not going to apologize." In fact, in 2008, on Meet the Press, she was peddling that line, and Tim Russert, when Tim Russert pointed out that the title of the thing she voted for was "Authorization for the Use of Military Force Against Iraq Resolution of 2002, she accused him of engaging in a Jesuitical debate about terms.
Hillary Clinton was a U.S. senator on and after 9/11. So there was the authorization of the use of military force that was voted on then. Since then, that AUMF has been stretched probably beyond its limits to justify all sorts of activities. Has she made any comments about her support for that?
The original AUMF, the post 9/11 AUMF for Afghanistan, I don't know. I haven't seen anything. I know that resolution has been stretched to justify everything from warrantless wiretapping to holding American citizens captured on American soil for in military brigs without charges. But I don't think there's been any apology there either. But I think when you look at her record as a senator, it's pretty clear on foreign policy and the use of force. It's pretty clearly consistent with her record before and after. You know, there was a biography of Hillary called Hillary's Choice by the journalist Gail Shee that came out in 2000. And in that biography, she talks about when the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke, Hillary went 8 months giving Bill the silent treatment, but she finally broke down and called him in 1999, in April, to urge him to bomb Serbia. And that phrase, she actually said later, I urged him to bomb. And that's pretty much sums up her record on the use of force. When she became Secretary of State, she urged Barack Obama to bomb Libya, which he did, and she urged him to bomb Syria, which he didn't. And after that, she urged him to arm the moderates in Syria, wherever they are. So she has rarely met a war that she didn't like or a constitutional limit that she thought was worth respecting. In fact, there's a profile of the neoconservative star Robert Kagan this week in the New York Times where he says of Hillary, "I feel very comfortable with her on foreign policy. If she pursues a policy which we think she will pursue, it's something that might have been called neocon, but clearly her supporters are not going to call it that."
So this is an opportune time to discuss her record for a couple of reasons. One, of course, she's very likely running for president. But two, the United States is again being urged to get involved in what appears to be a war of a sort in Iraq right now. And many neoconservatives are urging President Obama to get involved, boots on the ground and all. Has she said anything about that?
She has said that she backs Obama's decision, provisional decision, not to put boots on the ground there. She has not yet publicly urged him to bomb, as she's been wont to do on many other occasions. But I think when you look at the totality of her record, it's very concerning. And if she realizes her lifelong dream in 2016 to become commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, she won't have to urge anyone to bomb. She'll be able to give those orders herself.
Gene Healy is author of the new Cato book, False Idol, Barack Obama and the Continuing Cult of the Presidency. You can get your copy at cato.org.